It's our Youth Expression Showcase, and it's made possible with support from the Pennsylvania Council on the Arts, a state agency supported by the National Endowment for the Arts, with grants administered locally by Greater Pittsburgh Arts Council, as well as PNC Bank. And it's our pleasure. We've had over 400 performers this year. It might be close to 500. It's been a while since we checked. But we have two different ensembles today. The Neighborhood Boys are coming up from David's Music House, rock quintet, I believe. And we're going to begin, though, with a string quartet. They've been here a few other times, and you'll get to meet each of them. They're all accomplished musicians, and they're going to begin with a couple seasonal songs. We now welcome Fifth Avenue Strings. Well, that was absolutely beautiful. Fifth Avenue Strings are here. And one of the greatest things about this group, in addition to their music, is the fact that they play for charity quite a bit. And they've been doing a lot of that this month and really all year long. And they also occasionally get hired for a wedding or two. And I'm sure you recognized, I think you recognized both of the songs, Deck the Halls and then O Hanukkah, a moment ago. And Will, the almost klezmery violin in the middle of that was fun to listen to. Everybody played beautifully. We're going to meet two of the members, half of the quartet, and we'll start with you, Elena. Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, thanks. And can you tell me where you go to school and a little bit about your relationship with the cello?
I'm a senior at Ellis, and I started playing cello when I was in fourth grade.
Do you remember the early days of learning or wanting to play the cello?
Yeah, I started out on viola, and I didn't really like it that much. And one of my friends encouraged me to play cello, and that's why I started.
It's really an amazing instrument, and most people talk about how relatable it is because of the range of frequencies it produces, being similar to a human voice. Have you thought about life after Ellis?
I'm not really sure what I'm going to do as a career yet, but I've applied to a couple colleges.
You do know there is life after Ellis, which is a good thing. Is there anybody you'd like to acknowledge at all while I have you here?
Just all my family listening and my cello teacher, Nicole.
Excellent. And do you play in any other groups?
I play sometimes with PMA, Pittsburgh Music Academy.
Excellent. And now we're going to go to somebody who's no stranger. Jimmy Cunningham is here. And Jimmy was here just about a month ago with the Cobalt String Quartet, or the Cobalt Quartet, I think, if I have the name right. And now he's back with Fifth Avenue Strings. How old is Fifth Avenue Strings now?
Well, the original Fifth Avenue Strings is about 6 or 7 years old now. It started when our first violinist, Will, and I were playing as a duet, a duo, playing on street corners and such. And we've added some more members, and through the years, we now have this quartet, which has been around for about 2 years.
I was going to say you and Will are the surviving members, but that's not exactly the right way to put it, are the longest-term members. You're at Alderdice, right?
That's Will. I'm at Kappa.
I knew that and just wasn't thinking. What year are you at in Kappa or in?
I'm a freshman at Kappa.
And it's going well there, I hope?
Yes, it's very well. I'm in the instrumental program, so every day for the last four periods of the day, we get to play music and have music classes and theory and other types of music. So it's a really great experience.
Yeah, and it's tremendous. People don't always know. I know about 10 years ago, I'm thinking Kappa. Everybody's talking about Kappa, Creative and Performing Arts, C-A-P-A, Pittsburgh Public Schools. And there are instructors there that are magnificent musicians in their own right, in addition to being tremendous teachers. And we're really fortunate to have a school like Kappa in our midst. Is there anybody you'd like to acknowledge or say hello to?
I guess I'd like to say hello to my dad, who's listening on the radio. Anybody else who's out there, so... Hello.
The right thing to do, because you just never know who's out there. Speaking of which, you can text us if you would like to with a message. And I have to keep reminding myself of that number because it's new, 412-200-5975, and I'll relay it to our musicians. Or you can go to slbradio.org. And type in a message there, and it'll come to you too. Look for the instant input section. It will come to us. Jimmy, what is coming up now?
Next, we're going to play a piece by Sasha Voinov, who it's called Mood Swing, and he wrote it when he was 14 years old.
Sasha was on the radio with us about 3 years ago, and we need to have him back. He is an absolutely magnificent composer. I understand he wrote for the Erie Symphony recently. And here, again, Fifth Avenue Strings with Mood Swings. Thank you. Just incredible, called Mood Swings, written by Sasha Voinoff and played by Fifth Avenue Strings. And Sasha is now 16. He wrote that back during his early career when he was 14. Actually, that was already well along in his career as a musician. And he now lives in Cranberry and just premiered, as I mentioned before, with full orchestra on Erie, his first suite. You'll be happy to know, Elena, that Nicole Myers is listening and just sent a text saying, great job, guys. You sound awesome. And Nicole, we know from Cello Fiori also. Now I know the Nicole you bet when you said Nicole. And if you would like to send a note to us, you can at 412-200-5975. And Tim and Mary Ann, does anybody know anybody named Tim and Mary Ann? I thought so. I see a raised hand. And they are in Hudson, Florida, and they are also known as Oma and Opa, and they are listening to the group that Anna is part of. They are terrific. Tell us something we didn't already know. They are terrific. Oh, you're as red as your hat right now. I didn't want to. And let's have you meet Anna now. Those are your grandparents.
Yeah.
Well, it's great that they are listening. You're the youngest in the group, right? What grade are you in? Where do you go to school?
I go to St. Bede. I'm in eighth grade.
And how long have you been playing? And just tell me a little bit about yourself and your relationship with music.
I've been playing violin for 8 years, but I've been doing music basically since, like, before I was one.
Everybody here, wait a minute now, since before you were born, is there evidence? Before you were one? I thought you said, before you were one? No. Are there stories, family stories, about your interacting with music as an infant?
Well, I went to kinder music. I don't know if you know what that is. But
I do.
Oh, okay.
So you were kind of, I wonder if classical music was played to you in the womb. I'll bet it might have been. There's some nodding heads. It probably was for all of you, I think. You know, Jamie, I failed to mention you were playing viola when we talked before. I feel like we've known each other so long, I almost forgot to say that. And you're one of two violinists. Is there anybody you want to say hello to?
My family and my... Yeah, my dad's probably listening right now, so hi, Dad.
Excellent. And have you thought about life after high school yet? I mean, it's really early. You've got life before high school still in front of you for another few months.
I haven't thought about life after high school, but I'm going to Kappa next year, so.
Excellent. You've been accepted. Congratulations. That's not, what was the audition like?
I had to play a couple pieces and some scales, but that was pretty much it.
Congratulations. That's fantastic. Will, what are you thinking about after school? Or Will, I'm looking right at Jimmy, and I said, Will, that's because I want to talk to Will next. Jimmy, what are you thinking about after school?
After high school, I haven't thought about it too much. I'm interested in something along the lines of engineering or computers, but I couldn't say for certain right now.
Yeah, well, you can do probably just about anything you want to. And now, Will, who's been on my mind, you get to meet Will Wachter, who, along with Jimmy, founded Fifth Avenue Strings. I remember the first time you guys were here, and it was terrific. What's new? And I'll let you introduce yourself. Make sure people know your age and where you go to school.
Yeah, hi, I'm Will Wachter, and I go to Alderdice High School, and I'm a junior. So I've been playing violin for, about 12 years now. And so, I don't know, it's really become a part of my life. A lot of time in my week is spent on violin, and we're doing things like playing for charity organizations all the time, and it's become a big part of my life. So
how can folks reach you if they would like to either hire you for a gig or ask you to play? You certainly Gmail and fifthavenuestrings@gmail.com. And if you don't note that, just write us sometime and we'll gladly refer you. So it's your senior year. Do you know what's, or junior, do you know what's coming up, or have you thought about college?
Yeah, I would like to go to college for some type of engineering. I'm thinking nuclear, chemical. It fluctuates, but yeah, hopefully get into a good college.
Excellent. Well, this is the last chance we're going to have to talk. It's been wonderful to have you here. While I have a second, I want to thank David and Marge for their very recent contributions during our end-of-year donor drive. Thanks, Marge, for your kind note and contribution, and David as well. You're going to recognize the two songs. I am pretty sure you're going to recognize what you are about to finish up with. Is there anything else I perhaps should have asked?
I'll tell you where they're playing this
afternoon. Oh, of course. Will, can you tell us? See, I go to Jimmy, but it's the fake. It's the fake out. I understand you're playing somewhere this afternoon, and where might that be?
It is John Fetterman, the mayor of Braddock, his house. It is an event, a charity event, and it's open to the public. It is in the 1200 block of Braddock Avenue in Braddock. And just look for the cars, because there's going to be a lot of cars there.
Look for the house with the really big ceilings.
And it's at 1. Sorry.
At 1, because John would need those to walk around.
Yeah.
Just hearing you guys live would be fun, but also John and his wife are great people. Thanks to you, great people, for being here. And once again, we present Fifth Avenue Strings.
Thank you.
Bravo, Will Wachter, and Anna Gorski on violin, Jimmy Cunningham, viola, Elena Robertson from cello, and respectively from Alderdice, St. Bede's, Kappa, and Ellis School. Coming up in just a moment, our Youth Expression Showcase continues, and you will hear an equal number of youth musicians on very different instruments with music of a very different style. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on public radio. It's rainy this weekend, and